Did you know that Game Pass or Pass is brought to you for free because of Spotify for Podcasters? It's a totally free platform, and you can make a podcast today for free. Spotify for Podcasters lets you record and edit podcasts right from your phone or computer. So no matter what your setup is like, you can start creating today. Then you can distribute your podcast to Spotify and everywhere else that podcasts are heard. And if you think about taking your podcast to the next level with a video podcast, Spotify can help you too. With Spotify for Podcasters, you can also earn money in a variety of ways that includes ads and podcast subscriptions. So what are you waiting for? Download the Spotify for Podcasters app or go to spotify.com/podcasts to get started right now.
Now time for a very miniature edition of Game Pass or Pass, the podcast where we play games on Microsoft Game Pass service and tell you which games to pass on to your friends and which games to simply pass on by. I am your host, Corey, and I am joined by a friend that I have golfed with, Basher.
What's it doing, good sirs? This is like 4 weeks in a row of proper introductions. I think people are going to know who we are at some point.
And is that really important?
I think so, a little bit.
Depends who you ask. These people just want to know if they should golf with their friends or not. That's all they want to know.
I wonder how many people listen to this podcast, see the title of the show, just skip to the last 2 minutes and say pass to pass. And just,
I'm going to go with no that's one. That's it. Because we are that cool.
It'd be way more... better use of your guys' time, actually. Just skip to the end, just so you know.
Yeah, just listen to the ads. That's all we care about. All right, on this week's episode, we're going to be talking about golf with friends. But before that, as always, I got to beg you a little bit. Give us some ratings. I'm not going to go too far into it this time. They really do help. We really appreciate it. Also, I want to shoot it out there. Is that a saying, shoot it out there? That's not the saying. What's the saying?
That's not the saying. I know you're trying to say something else. That's not
email us. That's what I'm trying to say.
Nope, email that us
at
wasn't
gpopfans
it.
gpopfans@gmail.com. I always forget to talk about that part. So, but they really do help. Also, our audience is growing. I see the numbers. We have new listeners. So let us know who you are. Let us know what some games you've discovered from Game Pass are. If you're a fan of the service, not, etc. gpopfans@gmail.com. But this is an important episode. Golf with your friends dropped on Xbox Game Pass as well as PlayStation 4, Nintendo Switch, and Linux, I think, actually. That might have been the PC. So this game came out in early access on Steam in 2016. But it officially dropped on consoles day one. So it's one of those weird Microsoft, you know, because we have committed to playing all of the day one games ASAP. But this is one of those instances where the game was technically out, but it wasn't out on Xbox kind of thing. So Golf with Your Friends. This is developed by Blacklight Interactive. You know what they're known for? Golf with Your Friends. That's it. Only game they've ever made, which I think is hilarious. Regularly priced at $19.99 on consoles, but $14.99 on PC and Steam. It's available on PC, Xbox, PlayStation 4, Nintendo Switch, and Linux. Did I forget one? I don't know. There is no crossplay. There is DLC for this. There's one piece of DLC called the Caddy Pack for $1.99, which all features customizations like new hats. Yes, you can put a little hat on your little miniature golf ball.
It's awesome. Do it.
Have some fun. I have a fireman hat. It's pretty sweet. It is not Xbox One X enhanced. Bummer. But golf with your friends. Let's talk about it.
I got to say, dating back to my PlayStation Underground? Was that the magazine where you got it came with the demo disc?
That sounds right, I think.
I feel like that's what it was. I believe Hot Shots Golf was one of them.
Yes.
Dating back all the way then, I'm a big fan of kind of arcadey golf games. I don't know what it is. It's good, dumb fun. Like
golf games are so interesting because everyone's played one, right?
Right.
Like, and everyone has the one, you know. Like I played NES golf back in the day. Like I have played Tiger Woods '98. I have played
that. Played too many of the Tiger Wolf games. Tiger Wolf.
That sounds way cooler. Tiger Wolf. Like, but as someone who grew up with a PC in the 90s, for whatever reason, there was this fascination of putting stuff in 3D that had no business being in 3D. And mini golf was one of them. There were so many weird mini golf 3D games in the 90s. I have played them all. I don't know why. And like there was a Worms 3D. There was a Worms Paintball 3D. There was a Bubsy 3D. Like, what was this fascination we have putting stuff in 3D that did not belong there?
You're absolutely right, except for Worms 3D was trash. That was a disaster, a mistake. I think they went back to 2D after that.
Yeah, but they tried a couple 3D Worms games, and very quickly, I think I shouldn't say very quickly. It took them longer than it should have to realize just stop, just don't do it.
The first one they should figure that out. That was real bad. But golf, man, I don't, especially like mini golf. It's like it's weird, like. The dumber you make it, the more I'm in.
Exactly. Golf with your friends is all kinds of dumb. All kinds of dumb.
And so dumb, it still feels like a Steam Early Access game.
Yeah, it definitely, yeah. I mean, the controller support isn't great. Like, it works. Like, it's one of those things, like, yeah, like, you could play that. Like, it clearly works, was probably meant for a there. Mouse. Yeah. But it, I mean, even like the UI for the controller is a little rough, like putting spin on the ball. Didn't know you could do that. Just I kept doing it without realizing, like, why did my ball just like do a 360? Like, I don't.
I mean, which leads me to believe this game is a lot deeper than we think it is. I mean, if you can ask me to the ball, I mean, I'm figuring there's pros out there who's getting bogey. I mean, not bogeys, but like they're getting birdies every hole. Right. Like, I don't know how you do that in this
game. Putting us to shame. So. What I will say, like, to get over some of the details of this game, there are 11 courses, which all have 18 holes. So there's quite a bit of content. That's almost 200 holes of mini golf there. They all have their own little theme, you know, as mini golf parks usually do. There's a space one. There's a forest. There's a pirate cove. There's
a spooky one.
Yeah. There's a haunted, I think it was called. Candyland. Like, there's more content in here than you probably think there is.
that there should be.
Right. And you can have up to 12 people play this. So if you want to play with your friends, you definitely can. I mean, it's called Golf with Your Friends. So that's what you should be doing.
I don't know if a Netco can handle that, really. I mean.
Yeah, Netco's a little rough, but that's okay.
I mean, so this is, as you can probably tell, this is not your standard mini golf game. Type game is super arcadey, like super duper arcadey, to the point where you have like you alluded to before, different hats that the golf ball can wear. It has it has different trails that your golf ball can leave. Snaps comes alive. He had a cool one, I thought, with an almost Tron like
blue
tail that he had. And the glue, yes. And then you have the game has power-ups, which is, I think, kind of incredible. Because you have, like, your super jumps. You have your I think it's the glue. Oh, no, it's honey.
Honey, that's right.
Leave a honey streak. So, like, if you're coming in behind me and hit my honey, it slows you down. And it's real strategic. You have your stop action. You have your super jump. Freeze, that's right.
There's a randomizer.
That one can go F itself.
Turned you into a hockey puck?
Not a fan of that one at all.
It lasts way too long. It's insane. Who would do that?
But yeah, like it is wacky. And it is, and just when you think it's like, yeah, this is kind of wacky, it's like every now and then you'll get to a course where it's like, where it even is the hole? And when you find it, it is super ridiculous.
And some courses are definitely more. I did not do a deep dive into the development of this game, but it seems like some of the courses were made by a madman and some were made by a child. Like the space one, I don't even know what happened half the time. But
what do you mean? The gravity one was dope. The gravity.
But like, you would have to take like random. There's like ramps and like, like you literally have to ramp the ball like up and over a wall into like a gravity lift through a black hole.
Oh, maybe. The black hole got you real bad.
There's elevators. I had to shoot your ball in an elevator. It's just.
Sometimes it's not even a hole, it's just an area.
Yeah. Like
it's just like the end of area. Like this is weird. But again, that's when the child made it. And they just forgot to put a hole there and it's fine. Like everything's fine. You're golfing with your friends, it's fine.
Yep. I'm not sure what else to say. Like it's
a game that's not have a lot of depth to it. Like it's
look, like, this is what I'm gonna say. I think everyone should play this game.
You have to play a one full course.
I think everyone needs to play every single hole of this game. I'm not kidding. Like look, this game is dumb, but I can't think of another game off the top of my head, but like everyone, there's those games that you just play because they're dumb. But like every once in a while, like you find one of those EDF, Earth Defense Forces. I played Earth Defense Forces 2017 for a disgustingly amount of time. I have beat that game like 5 or 6 times. And what it was just a game. That game is really, really stupid, and that game is really bad. There's not even, like, a basic...
ETF.
There's not even a reload. The torsos on the bodies don't have an animation. So when you turn, it's like an action figure, and your body, like, on your... It's like your legs are stationary, but the top part of your body can move in, like, a full 360. Like, it's dumb, it's stupid, and I loved it. And that's exactly what this game is.
You can't... all that we can emphasize just how dumb this game is. And we mean that in the positive. Like, it is good, dumb, fun. I highly recommend turning on Ball Collision. The more people you have on in one game, on one course, the better. Because this just turns into pure freaking chaos. Like, there's no telling who's going to win each hole. Or even each course. You could be down by 100 strokes, like literally 100 strokes, and come back and at least tie it, if not win it. Like, the game is not designed to be functional. It's designed to be fun. That's it. And it kind of nails it.
See, the thing is, like, you say it's not designed to be fun, but I like you said, I think there is, I'm not going to do it now, but I want to go on YouTube and I want to see somebody that has mastered this game.
Oh, that'd be incredible.
Like, you know, someone's done it and they've gotten, you know, I'm sure not every hole is possible to have a hole in one, but I almost feel like a super monkey ball style thing. Like, there's got to be secrets that we don't know as well. Like, if you ramp the ball off this, you know, this particular way and it collides with this wall, suddenly you're at the end of the course. Like, I know there's going to be a ton of stuff that's just like that. And some of it you can even see, like in the forest courses, there's clearly parts where it's like, if you're good enough, you could totally spin the ball right over this wall. And that I even did that on accident once in one of the courses where, like, the ball was going. I was like, I'm going to try to jump this. And I jumped. Yeah, there's a jump button. I don't know if we mentioned that.
Yeah, it's a jump button.
And I jumped over this wall, and I skipped, like, half the course. And I was like, this is like a Mario Kart. Like, oh, like, that shouldn't have worked, but it did, and that's awesome. Like,
you did nail a pretty cool shortcut too, because this is shortcut, like you said, this is shortcuts in every course. So like, you nailed a pretty cool one, I want to say, that that put you way in the lead at one point. But again, like, it's easy to either stroke out or lose time in this game.
Yeah, because it's you are the only one that messed with like the game settings, so I can't say what's in there and what's not. But can you adjust that clock?
You can adjust the clock. You can adjust a lot of things. There's a lot of adjustments in there, so you can make this as what we did was base level wacky. It gets dumber, depending on how ridiculous you want this game to be, it will get that ridiculous.
Okay, I just found this out. There's a mode. I didn't see this. There is a mode that is a drinking game.
Built in?
Yeah. All right. I'm sold. That's it. We're done.
Built in?
That's what it says. There is a drinking game.
I mean this sincerely. I now have a full bar in my home. Can we do this? Snaps is already an alcoholic, so he's going to be in.
So apparently it's the where'd it go? I just lost it. Come back to me. Where'd it go? You can probably hear all my clicking. It's called Dunk.
Because your RTX sucks.
Yeah, RTX voice doesn't like me. It's called Dunk Mode. I think, is that supposed to be like a take on drunk? Like, because you're, maybe, I don't know.
But I'm going to link to this immediately. Like, so, what?
There you go. That's what they're going for. You know, it's not, it is what it is. It's fun. It's stupid, but it's stupid in all the right ways. Like, this is a game that you can play it, and you're going to have some stories about it. Like, dude, I jumped over this wall. I became a hockey puck, and then I went down this river, and then I jumped over this other wall, and I got a hole in one.
But you're also going to have the nightmares of, why can't I get over this wall? Why am I not getting over this wall? Wait, how did you hit it? I hit it the exact same way. Why aren't I over this freaking wall? Like, what's going on? This is the worst game ever.
I think Snap said this is the worst. Like, a couple times a hole. Like,
I mean, he's especially bad at it. Like, he'll have one fantastic hole. Like, I think he even got a hole in one a couple of times, I want to say.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
But then from then on out, he's just gets like the maximum amount of strokes. He'll just stroke out.
20 out. Like, yeah, 20 out. That's like real mini golf though. Everyone, like, you take three or four people mini golf. There's one person that's like freakishly good, and you got the two people that are just kind of there having fun. You got the one guy who just like can't do it. like he's trying really hard. But no matter what he hits the ball too hard, and he's like, ah, but then he hits too soft. So then he's like, oh, I got to hit it harder. Then he hits it too hard again. And then before you know it, they're like 15 strokes in, and everyone's just kind of staring at him, waiting. Like, are you going to like do this? Or are you a child? Like, what's happening here?
Oh, yeah. Prepare yourself for that as well. Because this, like you said, it has controller support, obviously. But it's not very well supported, so a lot of the times you'll be trying to get that power level just right in the swing, and you're knocking it 100 feet in the air. You're like, all right, well, there's no middle ground here, clearly.
Yeah, so like the power meter is kind of broken into four sections, but the difference between that third and fourth section is like hitting pretty hard and like hitting it to the moon. So eventually you sort of adapt to its, I guess, levels. I don't know what you want to call it. You know, you adapt to how hard you want to hit it, and but that's half the fun though too. You know, you try to hit this thing, and then all of a sudden, like, you're trying to go off this ramp, and then all of a sudden the ball just flies clear off the map. Like, oops, like I didn't mean to do that. I was just trying to hit it up here. And yeah, so it's fun. This is a fun game, and it's kind of these are the types of games that I want to see on Game Pass, because this is a game that would be a hard sell to, you know, if I told you and Snaps was like, dude, you got to buy this game, it's awful, it's $20. They're gonna be like, no, I'm not gonna do it. The only way you're gonna get people to play this game is you have to buy it, put the controller in their hands, be like, look, play this game with me, and then they're gonna have a great time, and then they'll go home and buy it. But because of stuff like Game Pass, it's like, look, if you already have the service, just go hit the download button and enjoy the stupidness with me. And there's no risk involved.
And the plus side to that also is that this is instant stupidity. Yeah. This is not one of the, I mean, because we have spoke about games here before where we passed on them, and they were all right, but it took too long to get to a point where you're having a decent or fun time with it. Whereas this is one of those games where it's instantly in that first hole is like, oh, this is kind of dumb. Then by the third hole in that course, you're like, oh, it's getting real stupid, and it's really a fun time. I mean, I highly suggest the more friends you have online, the better. Like, get a golf party going.
Yeah, I want to get
watch the ridiculous happen.
I don't quite want 12 people, but I want like 5 or 6. I want like 5 or 6 people all playing at the same time, and I just want to see
collisions what happens. Collisions on.
Just boom, boom, everywhere. Just
power ups, like all on all the things. Like, yeah, just all the way.
Every man for himself, and just
God for us all.
And that would, I would do that. I would play that. I would golf with my friends. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean, like, this is the perfect game. Like, it's even perfectly titled. Like, it's just it is what it is. It's golfing with friends. That's it. So, like, I mean, we're like 20 minutes in, and it's just we're talking in circles. But it's just because the game really has no depth. It's golfing with friends.
But in some ways, it has the most depth. See what I did there?
Yeah, you said what I said, but the opposite.
There you go. That's all you need to know, is that it's got the most depth and no depth at all. There you go. That's golf with friends. All right, so on this show, we have to render a verdict, and I think it's fair to say that we hate this game, but we also love it.
Yeah, you're going to hate this game at times. Like, at times, it will be the worst game you've played in your life, but that's only because you're losing.
Exactly. And because you want to win, you want to beat the game, but the game is going to destroy you. No matter what you do, the game will prosper and you will lose.
Oh, you're so right with that, because at some point, we stop playing each other.
Right.
It was just all of us against the game at that point.
We're just like, no, like I should be able to ramp off of this, go up this elevator, go through the water, jump over the thing, and land in the hole. I should be able to do it. I know how to do it. I know what button jumps. But even though I pressed jump right when I should have, the game net code was too slow, so therefore my ball fell into the oblivion. That's a real thing that happened. And I'm all right.
It sounds real. Are you over it? You good?
I'm all right with it. Like,
all right.
I'm okay with that happening. At the time, I was very upset because I knew I could do it, but I wasn't good enough. The game beat me. I should have jumped earlier.
Yeah, you should have jumped the game before, like, because exactly. That's how long it takes for it to register any of your
inputs.
8 minute
delay. one course delay. All right. So when it comes to golf with friends, Game Pass or pass? This is, we haven't had a pass in a while. It's been some time.
Well, we play a bunch of Microsoft exclusives. What do you expect is going to happen?
We screwed up. I'm going to look at the episode list here, because I feel like it's been like 4 episodes, but maybe I'm missing it. Everything's a blur these days. Like, what year is it? I don't even know. So,
2020.
Okay, no.
Pass this on to all your friends. Like, every single one of you. Golfing with friends should be the new COVID.
Pass it on. Whether you're asymptomatic or not. I forgot Streets of Rage 4. So we did say you should play Streets of Rage 4. But then we had Gato Roboto, which I liked, but just wasn't strong enough. Gears Tactics, which surprisingly was a pass. And then Halo was a pass. So in our previous episode, which was Minecraft Dungeon, was also a pass. So I guess it's just we've had a lot of passes this year so far. But at the beginning of the year, we had a lot of plays. So I think that's kind of where it's feeling a little lopsided. But we're in the we're we're on the upswing now. We got to get more passes in here. Like you got this game pass. You got to play it. You got to play the good games. That's the goal, right?
I think it's up to us. Like, I mean, unless you're making these games behind the scenes without me knowing, I mean, I would love to pass more games on to the people, but yeah, like a lot of these are just kind of boring to me. Like, so once I get bored, it's like I'm out.
Yeah, it's rough. So go off with your friends, play that game, pass it on, play it with your friends, have a grand old time with it. So, but all right, that's gonna do it for this episode. But as always, we gotta talk about what's next. I guess not always, because sometimes we don't know what's next. So in the light of I got nothing. And I on my own, off the show, I spun the wheel.
By yourself?
I spun the wheel by myself. But I spun the wheel on the new feature on Xbox Game Pass on console. You can now spin the wheel on console.
You're blowing my mind right now.
And it's incredible. I don't know. No. Okay.
What's next?
I don't. We're done. That's it. They won. That's Game Pass. No. Okay. All right. So what we have decided, at some point in June, Microsoft has announced that No Man's Sky will be coming to the service, and I think that will be a fascinating game to play now. Because I don't believe either one of us has played that game. Correct.
You don't need to.
So well, but that's the argument, right? It's kind of like a Sea of Thieves thing to where. The people that stuck with it are saying like, no, like there's actually a game here now. You should play it. But No Man's Sky is interesting because, you know, that game, the lineage of that game, if you don't know it, it's fascinating to look up. But, you know, Sony pushed that game to the moon. It was shown off year after year and it came out and there was just nothing there. There was nothing there. But in a weird turn of events, they stuck with that game. They supported it for 3 to 4 years. And so it's going to be an interesting game to hop into. To play it. But they have not announced when that is coming in June. They've just announced that it's coming in June. So we need a game to play. So I spun the wheel and I landed on Astroneer. So the question is, do we play Astroneer? But since I spun alone, I'm sorry. I just, things were happening. The button was there. I should have waited, but I didn't. Do we play Astroneer? Do we pick a game? Do we spin the wheel? What do we do?
No, we'll just play Astroneer. I'm going to completely hate it because you picked it by yourself.
It's probably fair. I don't know. So, all right, there you go. There's your answer. So our next game will be Astroneer. I know nothing about that game except that you're supposed to play it co-op. Like from what I understand, like it's best played with friends. So, I know it's popular. I know that it's kind of similar to like a No Man's Sky in terms of like let me rephrase that. The community is very similar to like a No Man's Sky to where the people that play it absolutely love it. So I'm hoping to see the light and see how we feel about that. So, but all right, that's going to do it for this episode. We will see you next week with Astroneer.
Good day, sirs.
Great.